An extraordinary column was written by our next guest in the Financial Review on the events unfolding with this and perhaps Andrew's prior record as boss of NAB. Joe Aston joins me. Joe, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
God saved Essendon Football Club from Andrew Thorburn was the headline of your column yesterday. Can you detail for us perhaps his role as boss of NAB and, well, what is now a shady past, essentially?
Yeah, sure. Look, I was surprised, I suppose, the tenor of my column was my surprise that Thorburn's chairmanship of a church with antediluvian views was the major issue with his appointment when he had been so kind of publicly discredited as the CEO of one of Australia's largest companies only 4 years ago. I would have thought that somebody's qualification for leadership would be, more closely related to that. The Royal Commission into Banking 4 years ago was so critical of his leadership of the National Australia Bank that he had to resign as soon as its final report was issued. The criticisms of not only the way in which NAB effectively stole money from its customers, including its dead customers, charging them $650 million of fees for services that weren't provided, and not only did the Royal Commission kind of unveil all of that wrongdoing, it was also really critical of the way Thorburn kind of dismissed it as, accidental. As the Royal Commissioner, Kenneth Haynes, said, put it, Thorburn kind of suggested that this money just kept falling into NAB's pocket, that it was all a bit of an accident. And the Royal Commissioner was really quite angry about that and called Thorburn out for it. And that's why Thorburn resigned, and that's why Thorburn for the last 4 years has been working with startups and doing advisory stuff on the side. It's kind of why you have to resign as one of Australia's 10 biggest companies, and then you find yourself floating around without another serious job to do. So to just kind of parachute him in to be CEO of Essendon, to me, shows a fundamental lack of due diligence from the Essendon board. It's pretty amazing. I mean, if they had applied such a lack of due diligence to their draft picks, I suspect that fans would be absolutely up in arms. Yet they've chosen someone to run the club without kind of doing their homework in a really basic way. This stuff isn't deeply buried. It's on the public record and was very high profile.
So that being said, and I guess that's the big criticism over the Essendon Football Club and the president, David Burham, this morning, is his position as president, in your view, untenable now due to this lack of due diligence and research?
Look, I would hesitate to kind of offer you an opinion or a verdict on that. It's, Essendon Football Club is a pretty weird and wacky place at the best of times. And his boardroom is full of some pretty strange characters given what's been going on there. I mean, Barham only, I understand it, fell over the line after a kind of disagreement recently. I thought Peter Allen was supposed to be taking over as president until kind of Barham came through the middle with the support of Kevin Sheedy. That was my understanding of it. So I suppose Essendon has to sort itself out in the boardroom. I don't think Barham has done a great job so far, to be honest. I mean, that's just a reflection of this appointment. And also Dorothy Hisgrove, who's a member of the board who led the process. And the other thing about this is the way in which Thorburn flipped from being appointed in August to help the club find a CEO to being a candidate for the CEO. I mean, I don't think that's very good governance practice at all. It happens occasionally. As I pointed out in my article, David Gonski was hired by the Gillard government to kind of help figure out who should be the next chairman of the Future Fund in 2012. And lo and behold, he ended up with the job himself. It does happen occasionally, but I don't think it's excellent governance practice. And it, because, of course, it calls into question why was someone like Andrew Thorburn helping the club find a CEO only to throw himself his own hat in the ring? And is that fair on the other candidates who were in the process? I don't think it was.
No. Joe Aston is a columnist for the Financial Review, has written an incredible story of the events unfolding with Andrew Thorburn, the CEO of the Essendon Football Club, who is no longer and stood down just 24 hours into his appointment. Part of your column says it is a striking reality that in football today, being on the wrong side of diversity and inclusion issues is considered a far bigger black mark on a person than their questionable integrity on their record of ripping people off. So in terms of the crime that he's committed, you think being chairman of this church pales into insignificance of what he was accused of or what he was found guilty of at NAB?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's dangerous to get into relativism, don't get me wrong, but I was just surprised, I suppose, that no one had raised the banking stuff, which I would have thought is the most obvious disqualifier for someone, for Andrew Thorburn to be taking this job. I'm not defending his church by any stretch of the imagination. It's in particular, I think it's offensive to compare anything to the Holocaust, and that's what they did. That's what they did in that sermon. I don't think being chairman of a church in and of itself is a reason to strip someone of their employment, but I'm not saying that's what's happened in this case. There's pretty particular circumstances and comments that were pretty distasteful, but I'm not saying that one's a greater crime than the other. I was just saying that if you want to find a reason that Andrew Thorburn shouldn't be the chief executive of Essendon, I've got a pretty good one that's been out there on the public record for a very long time.
Joe, thanks so much.
You know, that would be the reason. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that would be the reason why Andrew Thorburn has not been running a large public company in the last few years, and it's why he's been floating around. And the Essendon board kind of, it's like they just forgot to check that or forgot to consider it.
Yeah, it is incredible when you look at it, and you've documented all of that in the Financial Review. Joe, thanks so much for your time. It was an incredible read.
My pleasure. Cheers.
Joe Aston joins us on the show. Now, if you want to read the full column, you can do so online, the Financial Review, or you can buy the print version of it, which would be well worth your doing.